God is also in every heart. He is also resides in you. He is watching our every action. Similarly, God is man, and you must also look to your shortcomings, but just lovingly. You must watch. So, always remain in the presence, and that is why Kabir says, let the Master, when Master initiates, Master is not the body, you see, it is the God power working in him. When he just initiates you, he resides with you forever. One thing, that he is always present. Will you do anything? Tell us, deceive us, act or pose? No. And further, don't you just live up to what he says. If you love me, keep my commandments. Purposely don't transcend. If any unknowingly anything happens, that's another thing. But purposely, intentionally don't do anything what he wants you not to do. And if you do these things, you have nothing to fear even in the three worlds. You see? These are what things are required to be lived up to, you see. Very simple things these are, Mother, what you should do then, every day morning. Just or evening, both. Just put in time for your budgets and symbols. How? Like a child. When the child sit together, they all forget everything with a clean heart, with enmity with nobody, like a child. For the kingdom of God is for the children. Just child goes to his mother. Tanyani draws inferences to go to every child of his mother. To make him go into his lap, into our lap. Say your prayers like that. They say everything. And in the evening too, like that. What you do in the evening? Like a hard task master. Introspect yourself. What I've done today. In the beginning you won't find any shortcoming in you because that has become a habit. There are so many drawbacks in us. As when Guruji said that the biographies of the saints, great men, I think not less than more than 300 biographies I would read even in my student life. And upon each man's life, you see, there is something to introspect his own life. Something, one way or the other. They did something to just supervise his own self. But how do you make no allowance, like a hard task master? Don't spare yourself. Then what will you do? Then, if you have done anything wrong, repent. That's very much necessary. Shed tears. God, I will forgive me. I won't do it in future. And what will you do next for future beyond the God? This is what is meant by the diary that is given to you. I have kept all through life as a student. We don't care what we are doing, you see. Something passes over our mouth, we don't know what we are telling you. Think twice before you give out, say something. How will it affect? Think twice what you write. When you are in anger, don't reply to anybody. Go to separate, like a plague, take a man, you see. Don't show your face. Be in normal condition, then you do. Those are not, I mean, perfect, you see. Man is let down himself already. They are also let down. So main thing is, for the purpose of diary, is your main thing. From all to night. In that case, you will also, I think, the Pelvin system memory probably you have read. That is only just to remember from on what did I do. In the beginning you say, I rose up, I took a bath and eat and went to the, my business or shop and this and that. When you go into the well, when you were just taking a bath, what were you thinking? Even thoughts are potent, you see. These are the things which have to be watched. You can do it well. It is not difficult to meet God, but it is difficult to make a man. So for that reason, see no evil. And hear no evil. Talk no evil and think no evil. Do the same. If anybody sees an evil against anybody, oh yes, yes, he's like that. He'll work like an unpaid apprentice of the CAD of God. He'll watch him like him. We do not care for these things. Result is, we do not progress. By God's grace, you have been given contact with the light and the sound principle. What stands in the way? Simply these things. So each man, whether each one of us, must work up to that. Perhaps somebody say, we are senior, what? That's all right. Others say, we are old ones, some new are coming, or whatever. No, no, no. A new man who does like it will go ahead of you. Mm-hmm. Whoever does it, you will have it. That's right. So we have to be very careful about that. These are very little things, you see. But little things harm you more than anything else. If you just care, take care for the penny, the pound will be saved. If you don't care for the little things daily crossing your mind, thinking of another, seeing evil in others, talking, hearing about it, that after all won't affect you. It is said of a rishi. He was living in a jungle. One king went there for hunting. He just found the hut, I mean, of the rishi. He entered, he wanted some water, etc. He had it, then he went, he had that arrow and the, what they call, bow and arrow bow. He thought, perhaps I will take it at home, let it be here. He said, well, rishi, will you, I will leave it here, when I come, I will take it. He said, no, no, no. No, no, I think you won't be. No, I left it in there. So he left the bow and the arrow both there. Now the rishi was a rishi. How it affects it? He would come round. What is it? Arrow and bow. Then he went out. One day, twice, thrice, when he passed, he just, his attention fell on those two things. Then, one day he thought, let me see what it is after all. He just took it and tried what, how it works. He became a hunter. If you see things like that, be very cautious, you see. It is just like a man, what is the, who has got the awful power, he can live amongst the snakes, and the snakes by them won't affect him. But the man who is not awful, has not got the awful power, everybody is bitten, you see, and suffer. That is why I say sometimes, you see, behave, you see, be very cautious, you see. Had the rishi not allowed him to remain that thing there, he was passing there, what is it, what is it. That goes in place, let us see what it is. He began to hunt, to be hunt. So you care for this very small thing, as I told you. You will become, you will see for yourself what you become. If you are like that, Iqbal, a great poet, will pass away now. He says, why Prophet Moses went to the Sinai mountain to seek God? Did he not know that God is after finding some man on earth? He is finding us. We are not men, we are beasts and men. Apparent appearance, we are God in man, body. But our habits, our nature, everything is like beasts, animals. Even worse than that. Even worse than serpents biting. So God is in search of man who is a man, you see. Why should he go to main source? He is searching for us. He is going around, nobody can find him. Baba Jagal Singh, I tell you, our grand guru, the guru, master, our master, he was living by the river Bias. He went to the very mountains, passed by, when our master was just, he was an SDO. He was just busy in his work, and one man was along with Baba Jagal Singh. Baba Jagal Singh told him, I have come for this man. He said that he had never accosted you, never wished you. Then yes. So he, even the master was seeking for somebody who is a man. After all, it is known, I think, easy job. It's very, soul trembles. To become a master, you see, it's not easy. It is selection by God, with His help only that can be carried out. Never dream of that, I tell you. Be disciple. Though he becomes a true disciple, he is selected sometimes, for example. So these are the things, very typhoon things appear to be. For that purpose, this diary system has been introduced. And perhaps you have not appreciated the true meaning of it. When you have given one thing to start with, if you live up to that, why don't you travel? You must have gone. It is years now. Some 8 years are no new things, even before. Then where are you standing? How many of you have gone to the third plane? I don't think they are all lingering on the astral plane. Reason why? Because we don't live up to what we are told. We simply make allowances. In the general sense, we are seniors, we are like the good speakers with their life, this and that, and all. You cannot deceive God. Perhaps this is the only thing that I have to tell you. That will be of your use if you abide these words in your hearts and live up to them. Just keep diaries, be regular. As a child, go to your father every morning. Every time, be in his bed. It doesn't mean you do not do your work, you see. Do your work after all. Just do your, that is, has been allotted to you by God, you see, to look after your family, your children, like that, you see, and help others. So this is what is needed. Don't forget your own self, what is all this. It is the grace of God only. There was one master, I tell you. He always used to say, I am a king. Master was the, I have initiated a king, you see. King was boasting, I am great man, I am this, I am that, I am very wonderful, I can do this, I can do that. Of course, kings can do anything to that. So what happened? One day master told him, well, look here, what is your value? Have you ever considered about it? Oh yes, I am very much a value, I am worth in tons of gold and emeralds like that. I am a king. In one beck and call, well, whole troops are there ready to fight this and that. He says, you will permit me, but I don't want to let you know what is your real worth. So yes, then all right. Then you lie down, relax yourself, simply close your eyes. And what I do, don't mind. What it is, you see? In life, to relax and pray with eyes closed, you see. And the master took it by the legs and put it around his neck and just sat down and carrying him on up in the street. Look here, anybody, this is the king's course, dead body, anybody going to purchase it for $1, half dollar? It came up to 1 penny, even half penny. Whoever said, oh, this so-called guru has killed the king, so we will all be caught, we all fled away like anything. Even for half any nobody would like to purchase the body of the king. Brought him back. And do you know what is your worth, please? You have with your ears? Then he said, you see, he had all these words in his mouth. Man has no what. to God's grace. It is God's grace that gives you salvation. Otherwise, what's your God, you see? If you die, nobody keeps your body for more than 2 days. It will give bad odor. You see? So this is, you see, don't. This is His grace that we are working in the body. It is His grace that we have got love, something to know God, you see. It is His grace that you have been put on the body. Even if you have got some progress on the way, it is His grace. And grace of whom? The God working through Master, not God living in heaven. So mind that, you see. Be a good servant. Who becomes a good servant, really, true sense of the word, he becomes a master. These are my few words. God knows whether I come again or not, it is in His hands. But if you live up to that, you will be never left alone. God will help you. See? With whomsoever you meet, just convey this, my words. Live one another, love one another, that's all. And I think if your father sees his children in all loving embrace, he will be pleased even to hear about them. At least I am pleased. Before I came, I was not so pleased as I am now for living. You see? You have a more loving attitude. And we should still progress more. And love beautifies everything. That's all. If there is any shortcoming anywhere, well, if one has got shortcoming, forgive and forget. That's all you can do. But I tell you, as my Master loved me, I loved you. For no compensation but to do the will of my Master. I wish you live up you are told to tell you the song. These words are coming out of my heart, you see. And you just abide by them, you'll be wonderfully progress. God never lets anybody alone, you see. That's what Christ said, I shall never leave thee nor forsake thee till the end of the world. Body do leave. But that God power working at the human power does nothing. So with these best wishes, you see, I would like to depart, but my wishes will always be with you. I will always hearing from you the loving, I will sing, loving thoughts be radiated to me there. I'm just simply too pleased. If any father sees his children loving one another, then I think father is pleased. If you are obedient, so much the better. If you surrender yourself, all is yours. I tell you. This is the greatest thing. And that starts from keeping it diet. I tell you. Don't underrate it. It means something. Those of you who have no time, well, like a hot dog, don't speak yourself. One and all, you see, you'll find change in your life. You'll see change for your own self. And this is, I think, what all I expect of you, you see. And it is in your own interest. Announce my pleasure for nothing, you see. That is helping our Master used to say, but don't we just be so disobedient, lie down and let everybody take you while loading them in the cars or in something, in the trucks. You also help, you see. That is helping the Master too, in a way. The cars becomes easier. He wants to give you what? God, I tell you honestly. But you are not ready to help. He will give you something, but you don't appreciate. This is my best wishes. I have always been with you and remain with God's grace. The God working through my Master, you see.
On behalf of the group known as the Rahani Satsang of Louisville, Kentucky.
All of
them. We wish to express our deepest thanks.
No, thanks. Thank you. Your thanks will come when you live up to that. Each one of you. I don't think that you're not living, but still become ideal.
I see that some strangers are here tonight. If any of you wish to know more about the work that we're doing, I'll be very glad to hear from you. And thank you all for coming. What is, Mr. Straden?
Yes, Miss, I have a question.
Yes, please.
I judge that love you're talking about is a very positive, outgoing type of force, or emotional, whatever you want to call it. Speaking for myself and perhaps for quite a few other members of this group, I find it very difficult to really love everybody. Very difficult. I find it possible to take a negative approach and maybe suspend my dislike of people. But if somebody wrongs me in my judgment, about the best I can do is just, I won't dislike them.
Yes.
But as far as turning on a positive power of love, that is extremely difficult. And then, of course, in addition, I'd like to, it seems to me fair to say that there are very marked temperamental differences. I mean, a scientific man with a scientific point of view certainly is not so trained in the power of affection of love as a man, who's bent toward politics. Then the only additional comment I have, if you want to call it a question, this business of God hunger. I'm afraid I'm speaking for myself, and this is a moment of complete honesty. I'm afraid I don't hunger for God. I think that may be my trouble. That may be the reason I'm not progressing any faster. I mean, God to me is a theoretically desirable person, a force, a state, a condition, or whatever. I look at it one way one day and another way the next, but I'm afraid I don't actually hunger for him. I hunger with all of my heart and soul. Can you suggest any practical means that people in my predicament that would speed us up?
Yes. You see, it is the grace of God that we have got the mind body. Out of him, we have got not very strong hunger, but we have got some chance, a little, what you say, by your discrimination, you consider that this is right thing we should do, that appeals to somebody. All those who have just given up to the other things, out of millions, how many people come up that way? Those who have got some inkling, some slight thought even by discrimination or other reactions of the past. Sometimes man is very born, you see, he has very, from the childhood he has got that way of living. Others by discrimination and by company of those who have been on the way. If you want to be a doctor, you see, then you sit in the company of doctors, naturally you will develop that interest, that hunger for that. By company, by radiation, by constant living with him. Similarly, some have got just this as a very child. Generally, when we come up, we have got intellect, we have to work by discrimination. Just discriminate right from wrong. When we consider something right, we like to put up. But when you have got little thought for that, about the mystery of life, what it is, I consider that day the highest in the man's life, greatest day in the man's life, because that question cannot be stamped out. You step out by your being very busy in one way or the other. Still that question rakes up. So that raking up, when God sees, He makes you make some arrangement to bring you in contact from somewhere where you are put away. Then further also comprehends you. Discrimination will come. And also you get something to contact with Him. When you sit by, say, ice, all heat is gone. Naturally, when you come to bowl, in contact with that, naturally those very hunger will be still further, more and more. The more you have that taste, that is naturally you desire that more in comparison to others. So as I started first, we are satsangi not made in one day. Rau was not built in a day. Those who have got some inkling for that, that is why you are so many people here. Why the thousands of millions living in the towns? This is the fate of, by grace of God, that we have got some inkling like that. And that is, by that inkling also then enables one to seek, by discrimination others, through literature, by company. Then when God sees that really that man is something groping, that He makes some arrangement, some or other, to bring in contact somewhere, we will put on the way. To be put on the way, as I told you, that does not make a man so silly. We are on provision on the way. The more we contact with that God in expressing power, all qualities in Him, you see, we are soul. We have got the same quality as that of God. But those have been hidden. I mean, just duped down, you would say. And you have that instinct, you see, and you have some contact. The more you have contact, the more you have company of those who are that way, naturally that flares up. That hunger becomes strong. So this way is the only way, you see. We cannot love everybody, that's right. If you are no hatred for others, you are improved. That is only if man thinks evil of you. If you have no inkling like that, naturally that won't affect you, that will go back. And affect the very person from whom that thought has emanated. You are saved. If you know, I mean, love comes next when you come in contact with God, He is thy Savior, that is developed. It is already ingrained in us. But if you have no hatred for others, I think this is the way, halfway to perfection. Then naturally we are saved from what you see. We do that, so I quite appreciate this frankness, you see. Really, we are on the way to it. That is why I have suggested diaries. I quite see. Man does not become in one day satsangi. We are called a satsangi. We have not become so far. To become a satsangi, we have joined this thing. We have got something. And if we go on earnestly like that, I think, we will be overflowing with the love of God and also to come in contact. When you come in contact with some God-intoxicated man, the same is radiated, you see? The man who is overflowing with that way. So we are all on the way to perfection. If we start that way, they will come. At least there was something, and the reactions of the past, all by discrimination, all by company, that has come within us. We are trying, of course. We go flesh is strong, strength appears to be weak. But when we come in contact for that, that is why you are suggested to have group meetings. Every day take up some scriptures. Every day morning after meditation. Those will give you an impetus to be on the way, to high on the way. So these are the helping factors, you see. If you are really after it, when day will come, you become like that. If you sit by a parasana daily, you begin to exert. You cannot become very strong, really, wrestler one day, but time by regular practice you will become like that. Every saint has his past, and every sinner a future. There is hope for everybody. God has you, that's all. My best wishes has you with you, that's all I can say. So thanks so much, our administrator, for the, we were quite at home here. What's all this? So I think this prasad won't help you more than the words that I have said to you. If at all you want it, this is something you think you need to finish.
Hello, and welcome to the Satsang for Master Kripal Singh. The recording you just heard was the last half of a talk given by Master in Louisville, Kentucky, on November 14, 1963, called What is a True Satsang? Our reader this evening is Rick Casey. Hi, Rick.
Hello, David. I will be continuing my reading of the Japji tonight, picking up where I left off with stanza 30 on page 165 of the PDF on the Ruhani Satsang website. Stanza 30. The Great Mother, conceiving, brought forth three regents, the first creating, the second sustaining, and the last destroying. What he desires, they perform. They work under his will. And great the wonder, though he watches over them, they behold him not. Hail, hail to him alone, the primal, pure, eternal, immortal, and immutable in all ages. Commentary. And now Nanak, once again, returns to the Almighty Creator. He has his exalted abode in the different planes of all creation. Whatever arrangements he has made are made final and ultimate. He has made permanent laws in all spheres which set creation a-going. He is the unchangeable permanence. Stanza 31. He resides in all the planes of creation and has in them his munificent stores, which were supplied only once and need no replenishing. Whatever we receive by his decree. It is he who has created his creation, and he who watcheth over it. O Nanak, the works of the True One are genuine. Hail, hail to him alone, the primal, pure, eternal, immortal, and immutable in all ages. Commentary. But communion with Nam is hindered by the earthly desires that pull at our hearts and lead us away from the subjective truth to the outside world. How then is one to overcome these desires? Nanak enjoins that the way lies through Simran, or constant remembrance of the Lord. Other saints and sages have said the same thing. The subject of Simran has been dealt with in more detail in the introduction. There are two powers working in man, the pranas, or motor currents, and the spiritual, or sensory currents. Many yogins, endeavoring to reach the highest, have sought to withdraw both these currents. But the masters, Guru Nanak among them, have taught that it is unnecessary to control the pranas. One may withdraw the sensory currents without touching the pranas through Simran and through focusing one's attention behind the eyes at the seat of soul. Once one has withdrawn the entire sensory currents, the body continues to function normally as regards respiration, digestion, and circulation, etc. to this point, the soul may travel further on the spiritual path. This is an easy and natural way. The Master says, O Nanak, learn to withdraw the life current whilst alive. Learn ye to practice such a yoga. Again, learn to die so that you may begin to live. Holy Bible. It is this technique of withdrawal that Nanak is referring to in this stanza, though he does not analyze it in detail, as he has done this elsewhere in his teachings. He also reiterates that to achieve salvation through Nam needs not only effort, but also his grace and will. Stanza 32. Let one tongue grow into 100,000, nay, even 20 times more, and each of them endlessly chant his holy name. In this way lie the steps that lead Godwards, by ascending which one becomes one with him. On hearing of the heavens, even worms aspire to reach them, not knowing that salvation comes only through his grace. And those who say otherwise are vain babblers and liars. Commentary. Carrying the idea of the necessity of his grace and will for man's salvation, Nanak observes that in other matters as well, in fact, in everything, his will is all in all. Stanza 33. You have no power to speak or to be silent, no power to ask or to give. You have no power over life or death, no power over wealth or state, for which you are ever restless. You have no power over spiritual awakening, no power to know the truth or to achieve your own salvation. Let him who thinks he has the power try. O Nanak, none is high or low, but by his will. Commentary. From here begins the final part of Japji. In it, Nanak gives a rapid survey of the various spiritual realms that the soul has to traverse in its homeward journey. There are five in number. 1. Dharmkhan, or the realm of action. 2. Jnan Khan, or the realm of knowledge. 3. Sarm Khan, or the realm of ecstasy. 4. Karm Khan, or the realm of grace. 5. Sach Khan, or the realm of truth. The first is the realm of Dharm, which soul must fully realize before it can rise to the next higher spiritual plane above it. This is a stage where the embodied souls must work fully cognizant that it is he who made the world phenomena with all the immutable laws which bind one and all. The law of cause and effect nobody can escape. What a man sows, he must reap. There is none outside his domain. Men's actions go with them after their death and are weighed in the scales of God's justice. Those found wanting are sent for judgment according to their actions. The only thing acceptable at his court is communion with and practice of the divine word. Those who adhere to it are honored. Stanza 34. Creating the day and the night, the months and the seasons, the fire, the wind, the water, and the nether regions, amidst all these, he set up the earth as Dharmkan, or the arena of action. And he peopled it with creatures of many colors and many forms, creatures of whom there is no count. All are judged according to their deeds, for true is the Lord and immaculate his law. Those acceptable to him are honored in his court, and it is only through his grace that one may gain that distinction. The imperfect are perfected there. O Nanak, it is there that this mystery is revealed. Commentary. Nanak, in this stanza, describes the immense expansion of the soul's horizon when it enters Gyan Khan, or the realm of knowledge. Here, the devotee sees the manifold nature with all created things. Here, he begins to hear the rapturous strains of melodious song resounding through the whole creation. Here, he feels excessive joy at the conception of nature with her immutable laws, her infinity of forms and phenomena, multifarious creations, and manifold blessings that he finds. Stanza 35. Thus much of the realm of Dharma, and now Gyan Khan, the realm of knowledge. Countless its elements, air, water, and fire, and countless Krishnas and Sivas, and countless the Brahmas, fashioning various creations of countless forms and countless hues, countless the fields of action, countless the golden mountains, and countless the Dhruvs meditating therein, countless the Indras, countless the suns and moons, and countless the earthly and stellar regions, countless the Siddhas, the Buddhas, the Nas, and countless the gods and goddesses, countless the Danus and the sages, and countless the bejeweled oceans, countless the sources of creation, countless the harmonies, countless those that listen unto them, and countless the devotees of the word, endless and unending, O Nanak, this realm. Commentary. From the description of Gyan Khan, or the realm of knowledge, Nanak proceeds to describe Sarm Khand, or the realm of ecstasy. Here, everything is enchantingly beautiful and marvelously strange, and words are of no consequence. It is here that the soul becomes etherealized by the power of the word, and one gets an insight into the real nature of things. Stanza 36. Divine knowledge illumines all in the realm of knowledge. While divine symphonies play unending music and joy and bliss reign supreme. Next, the realm of ecstasy where the Word is enrapturing. Everything created here is marvelously strange and beyond description. Whoever tries to describe the same must repent his folly. Herein the mind, reason, and understanding are etherealized. The self comes to its own and develops the penetration of the gods and the sages. Commentary. In the realm of grace, man rises above the evanescent charms of the phenomenal world. He sees all nature standing submissively to serve at God's feet. His word purifies the soul of its sins and awakens the latent energies in it. Matter no longer blinds the inner vision. For him, the Lord pervades everywhere, and he is now fully conscious of him. Here one comes face to face with the Word in its pure substance. And he now knows himself and his true origin, for he sees himself as of the same substance as God. Finally, the pilgrim soul reaches Satchkhand, or the abode of truth. Here, complete oneness is realized, and it sees all universes functioning according to his will in devout awe and adoration. Even remembrance of such a vision is blissful, but the vision itself is such that no eye has ever seen, the heart cannot conceive, and the tongue cannot describe. Stanza 37. Higher still stands Karmakand, the realm of grace. Here the Word is all in all, and nothing else prevails. Here dwell the bravest of the brave, the conquerors of the mind. Filled with the love divine, here dwell devotees with devotion, incomparable as Sitas, illumined with beauty ineffable. All hearts filled with God, they live beyond the reach of death and of delusion. Here dwell the bhagats, or sages, drawn from all regions, who rejoice in the True One and live in perpetual bliss. Satchkhand, or the realm of truth, is the seat of the Formless One. Here he creates all creations, rejoicing in creating. Here are many regions, heavenly systems, and universes, to count which were to count the countless. Here, out of the formless, the heavenly plateau, and all else come into form, all destined to move according to his will. He who is blessed with this vision rejoices in its contemplation. But, O Nanak, such is its beauty that to try to describe it is to attempt the impossible. Commentary. Now Nanak, before concluding, lists the qualifications required of a devotee before he can succeed on the spiritual path. He sums up these qualifications as six in number. The first of these is chastity of thought, speech, and deed. This is the first prerequisite for the dawn of higher life and is the foundation on which the superstructure of spirituality is raised. Christ has also said, "Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God." Purity is verily the key that unlocks the door of meditation, leading to the mansion of the Lord. Second, one must develop patience, which enables one to bear cheerfully whatever may befall. Thirdly, one must have control over one's thoughts and cast away all desires to ensure equilibrium of mind. Fourthly, steady daily practice of and holding communion with the Word with full faith in one's Master. Fifthly, one should live in the devout awe of His presence, stimulating one to untiring effort to achieve ultimate union with Him. And over all, one must love Him with an intensity that burns up all impurities and blazes the way to His door. Stanza 38. Make chastity your furnace and patience your smithy, the Master's word your anvil, and true knowledge your hammer. Make awe of God your bellows, and with it kindle the fire of austerity. And in the crucible of love, melt the nectar divine. Only in such a mint can man be cast into the Word. But they alone who are favored by Him can take unto this path. O Nanak, on whom He looks with grace, He fills with everlasting peace. Commentary. In this finale, Nanak, by way of an epilogue, gives a complete view of life, its nature, its purpose, and its salvation. We are all like children, whom the Mother Earth nourishes. Each one sows the seeds of his actions and reaps the fruit thereof. God's justice is immaculate. They that act well move nearer towards Him. They that do not act well move farther away from Him. They alone who practice the Holy Word will be saved. Not only they, but countless more, their companions and disciples, through their good actions. Finale. Air is the Master, water the Father, and the earth the Mother. Day and night are the two nurses, in whose lap the whole world is at play. Our actions, good and evil, will be brought before His court, and by our own deeds shall we move higher or be cast into the depths. Those who have communed with the Word, their toils shall end, and their faces shall flame with glory. Not only shall they have salvation, O Nanak, but many more shall find freedom with them. Commentary. Here all the living things are likened to children. The water, i.e. sperm, is the father, giving them life. The earth, like a mother, affords them nourishment. Day supplies them with work and is therefore the male nurse, while the night lulls them to rest as a female nurse. The breath of the true Master imparts the divine word, without which a man's soul is dead. Well, I have come to the end of that reading, and it seems time is rather short to start a new one, so I will end there. I was reading from the final stanzas of the Japji by Nanak, written by Kripal Singh, our master, whom we thank for everything.
And thank you for reading for us, Rick. There were 56 people at this evening's satsang. Thank you, everyone, for listening. And thank you, Master, for providing this for us.
So I'm glad to hear all about the man body, and it is high time to make the best use of that. Be spiritual. Remain in it. You may have any label you like. That is meant only to make the spiritual. To know the spirit in you, you are spiritual, you are spirit in God.